Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This, COVID-19 2020 edition. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak. Yes, that Kevin Pollak. What's that? Oh, that's simple. Five Guys. Yep, they serve up the French, perfect French fry puree. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? No particular order. Say howdy to Jackie Gonzalez, Dorothy.
Howdy there, partner.
Returning champ, what's just the punchline to one of your favorite jokes? Just the punchline. Any joke that comes to mind.
Okay, this doesn't is one that comes to mind. Take it all, bitch.
There we go.
Whoa, punchline. Hey.
What the hell?
Whoa, setup was that? Is that the mouse and the elephant?
Yes.
Yeah, I love that
and
joke.
And I know it from Center Stage. So.
Oh, wow. That's so good. That's so good. Please say hello to Chris Alvarado, Captain Lee Lover. What's the longest period of time that you've been at sea on a boat? And if you haven't, how long do you think you'd last?
Well, I toured on a boat for 8 consecutive months.
That's right.
Through the Hawaiian Islands for 8 months.
Oh,
and then
buddy.
I also did 4.5 months in the Caribbean.
I think so. I forget that because I want to block it out of everyone's memory.
As do I. Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. At what point in time? Is like it just you could perpetually always survive at sea? Is there a certain threshold where then you know
eight
that
months.
You could just always live 8 months?
I mean,
no. You never feel like you can perpetually survive at sea. Every week you feel like we could all die like that. And
well,
like,
I mean,
in training, water. you watch videos and stuff of like of huge cruise ships going down because they're trying to teach you what to do. And it's like first thing you need to know, the crew bounces. The crew, and there's like actual like live footage of like of people on the boat, like help, where do we go? And you just see all the crew running, like fucking save yourself. And this is not a joke. You know who tends to save the people more than any other people are the entertainers, seriously, the magician, the dancers, the band. These are the people that actually like help. And I don't want to go too far into this. It could be probably because they're making like a normal wage. Everyone else is like, fuck this. We work, you know, 80 hours a week for peanuts. So
yeah.
Anyway.
Also, the magician could make you disappear and reappear in your own bed.
I mean, that's what I'd do if I was a magician. I'd just poof, put him on the shore.
Oh, that's smart. Like, yeah, that's probably why. Yeah, that's probably what happened.
I mean, if I were on the boat, I would rush to the magician.
Mm-hmm. I'd never leave the magician.
Where's the magician?
Side.
It wouldn't be where the life rafts were.
Yeah.
Would you like to see a coin side? Trick? Like, no, get me off this boat. Yes. God, no, I need you off this boat.
Yeah, no, make me disappear, not the court.
Is this your family? Is this your family? Is this your family?
And scene. All right. Hey, there's James Heaney.
James. Oh.
Johnny Jim Jangle, how much coffee per day do you think would be too much for you?
Oh, gosh. I'd probably say 128 ounces. I feel like every time I've gone close to that number, I feel like I've drank too much coffee. I mean, 64 ounces seems to be the sweet spot.
For the More course of the day. We're talking the course of the day and night.
Of course.
And is there a cutoff point at night we have to stop?
No.
No?
I probably wouldn't drink coffee after 8 p.m., but I've been known to. So especially back in the 90s and like the early 2000s, you could find me at a coffee shop till midnight drinking coffee.
Okay. But I was doing quarter gram lines in the early 90s. So this coffee's not
impressive.
Never
got into it. I was really into coffee though.
Both of you were at a coffee shop though.
Yeah. I was definitely, my shit came off a plane from Bogota. Whatevs. hey, there's Sean Will. Sean Will, you are. What is the third thing about you people wouldn't guess?
Third thing about me people wouldn't guess. I will say that I am very good at disco dancing.
Wait for it. What are you talking about? We need more information.
There's no punchline. Like I love the 70s.
Take it all, bitch.
like Saturday Night Fever.
Yes.
All those blaxploitation films. Like
yes.
Anything Three's Company. Anything from the 70s. Pump that shit in my veins. I can take it all. And then like I thought John Travolta was like the coolest guy.
Sure.
So yeah, like I was like, okay, I can learn this. So you know,
how old were you when this began?
Oh, I was the tender age of 5.
When you were like memorizing Saturday Night Fever moves.
Yeah, yeah. Like you put your finger in the air and
yeah,
then
you do.
Come back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, my dad had all the clothing, so I was already immersed in it. It was cool. But then, I got older and did that at my sophomore homecoming.
Yeah. Ooh.
So yeah, like I'm still unmarried.
Sure. He's available, gals. And guys, look, I don't want to say. And last but no more hot bass for you if you think him list. It's Joey Greer. Beardo Bill, when was your last eye exam and what were the results?
Oh my gosh, the last eye exam I had, I faked it because I wanted glasses.
Like fake it till you make it kind of thing?
Exactly. I thought glasses were cool as fucking shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I just wanted like some nice sweet frames. They're cool, man. It's like a nice accessory. You know what I mean? Like you can like take them on and off. You can like exaggerate points with it. And I went to the doctor's office and I told him I told him I had a disease and I was dying and I needed to have my eyes checked. And the doctor's like, well, I'm a vet. And I was like, look, I needed to get in here just quick. Just like give me like 20 minutes, do the eye thing, and then we're out of here. And he's like, I don't know how to explain this to you. Long story short, I held him hostage for about 15 hours in the nursing crew. I was released 2006. I served about 11 years.
All right, let's do a damn show. Almost all of our scene suggestions are gathered from your listener emails. Or from patron VIPs to become a patron supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and a very special hotline phone number that they're all using. Just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's your name here
at alchemythis.com.
Scene number one comes from listener David, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemist. Your podcast is wicked, funny, and awesome. It means more to me than you will ever know that you continue to put out episodes during these hard times. Thank you all. Thank you for all you do. And I left a 5-star review for you."
Ooh, awesome.
Loving you. Aha. My scene idea. A group of friends are on a camping trip when one of them becomes aware of the music notes, parenthetical soundtrack, that accompanies all slasher films. You know, like Jason's, for example.
He writes, like when you do that. That should be ASMR.
David.
Look, I said it. I know where the places are. I'm not a good tent setter upper. Okay, so this is the location. You guys take it away, okay?
I got it.
What the hell, Mark?
I got
the tent.
You're
just going to let us, like, build this whole thing? Jesus, dude. I drove out here. I picked up all the supplies. You're the one who said, let's just go camping.
I don't want to fight. I don't want to fight.
I don't
want to
fight either.
We're not fighting. Give me a, come here. Smell my neck. God, Mark, get off of me.
Okay, Jesus. We're relaxing.
You were trying to suffocate me. Did anyone see that? He was trying to suffocate me.
I'm trying to hold you close.
I just finished setting up the tent. If you guys want to put your sleeping bags inside.
Whoa. Tony, that was quick. Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, those pegs are tough, but I got them. Okay.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Tony.
We should probably get a fire going.
Yeah, I guess we should.
I'll be right back.
Look, you know what? I think this would be a great spot for a fire right here. Like right next to the
in the tent.
Oh, what are you kids doing out here? Didn't you see the no trespassing sign?
Sir, we have a permit. So
let's see the permit. All right. Okay. I don't care what this says. The reason there's no trespassing is these grounds. They're haunted. Okay, you can stay here. You got a permit, but I'm telling you, camp at your own risk.
Honest.
Thank you.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Hi, this should be enough firewood.
Oh, did you cut that wood already? What the hell?
I got a super good knife.
You cut it with a knife? What yeah, the? Yeah. You didn't even use an axe, Tony? Use a knife?
Yeah, it's good. where do you get the permit at? What's going on?
Guys. Look.
Holy shit.
What is that?
Can you understand me?
That's a talking beaver.
That beaver's talking.
Oh, campers? Campers, beware! Beware!
Come here, you little bitch.
Mark the head, Mark!
What the fuck?
Why would you
cook this?
Okay, I'm on it.
Did you just kill a fucking talking beaver, Mark?
It was done talking.
So what, man? What the hell?
Come here.
Hey, unassuming campers. Have you seen a talking beaver? It's it's my daughter. She's mixed. And I've been looking all over for her. Would like her to come home. Have you seen her?
Wait, hold on. Oh, yeah, there's a lot to unpack here, dude. I mean, that bird fucked a beaver, and that's the daughter? Yeah. Or is that the mom we're looking at?
No, that's the daughter. The mom left Yosemite 15 years ago.
Oh, wow. We're sorry to hear that.
I didn't know I was on trial here. I was just looking for my daughter. That's it.
Yeah.
Didn't know I was on trial.
You're not on trial.
Okay.
Our moms all left.
What's that bump on the ground in front of you? Looks like a bump the size of a beaver under the dirt. What is that?
That's just the blood. I threw the actual body to Tony to cook. You're looking at the blood of your daughter.
I'm going to go find my friend who warned you about being in these woods. He'll take care of this.
Weird ass day.
Mark, hey, you guys want your beaver on a sandwich or just as a filet?
Did you make the bread?
Yeah.
Tony, what
I got
the
a very
hell?
Special knife.
I think I'll do mine like on a kebab. If that's cool.
Just kebab's good. I got a kebab. I can totally make a kebab happen.
Meat on a
you want rice with that?
Yeah, fuck yeah. Dude, this is camping.
Is Basmati okay?
A couple animals talk to us, but don't worry, dude. It's part of the experience.
You guys broke out the weed. Cool. Do you want is basmati rice okay?
Basmati works great.
Okay, great. Okay.
Dude, what's up?
What do you mean, what's up, man? You tried to suffocate me twice. You killed a beaver that could talk. You told its dad, the blue jay, that you killed it. I mean, it's a haunted woods. There's so much to process. And on top of that, Tony's cutting trees down with knives, man.
Now, that's the weird part.
That's the crazy shit to me.
That's the weird part.
I just want to come out here, and I wanted to. This is supposed to be a bachelor party. That's supposed to be chill. It's supposed to be my bachelor party. And, like,
it's not supposed to be. It is. Dude, you're letting a couple talking animals get in your head. Look, Tony's going to cook up some good shit. I brought some liquid. I brought some ayahuasca tea. We're going to sip on that and just really explore.
That's a fucking jug, dude. Is that thing just filled to the fucking brim with ayahuasca?
Yeah, just take sips, pass it around, dude.
God, dude, we're going to be puking everywhere, man.
That's water up! Sweetheart, there's some campers staying on our property. I think that we should take care of them. Maybe bring them out a pie.
No problem.
I mean,
I'll bring them out more than a pie.
Okay. Oh, you.
Warning shot into my own damn ceiling. That's how serious I am about these fuckers in my space, in my land.
Well, here's the thing. I actually talked to them. They have a permit. They have all the requirements. I warned them about it being haunted out there.
So I
don't know if you need the gun. They seem like nice kids. Go out there.
Was that the dinner bell I heard?
Dad, you go back to sleep.
Hey.
All right.
It was a warning shot, Peter. It was a warning shot.
Well, I got here as quick as I could. I don't know what all the fuss is about.
Oh, there's a bluebird at the window. Let's open this.
Hey, there's some jerks over.
Oh, no, let me stop you before you go any further. Yeah. They got a permit. They went through all the rules.
Are you serious?
So
I think
they should be good.
So you mean, but they killed my baby beaver. And
what?
Yes. So now I need a permit.
You don't have a permit?
Whoa! Jesus! Jesus!
I take my permit seriously. You know that. You knew that when you married me.
I know that. I mean, your whole family's really strict on permits. I'm glad we got our marriage license on time.
It was in my vows. I vow to be true. I vow to always look at the permits. And if you don't got one, I vow to shoot your head off.
I'm not playing around either. I first thing I asked him, I swear to God, was, do you have a permit?
That's my baby girl. Did I hear we're going beaver hunting?
I believe the beaver's dead.
But if you want that for dinner, we're going to go ahead and get that for you, Pops. We're going to go ahead and get it.
I'm not sure that they have a permit to kill beaver.
I know. It's just like, I'm like really stressed out with like the wedding and like just prep for all of these things. And I just, you know, I don't know if he's like, he wants to do it.
He wants to. Okay. You guys met at a coffee bean. Come on. If that's not love, what is?
I know. It's Sophia? Like a fucking Disney Amazon picture, you know, like if two companies connected and were like, let's make a feature together. It'd be that because right? It'd be animated and live action. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. You're going to look so beautiful, but you got to let him be. You got to let men be. They want to just go out to any wood and just be like, ugh, I'm a dude. And it's like, oh wait, did you hear something?
Yeah. Was that like a chihuahua or something? What was that?
Is your radio on? Is your Spotify?
Let me check.
Okay.
No, everything's unplugged
in my
house.
Here's the 7-layer dip. Okay. Let me just put it down on the coffee table.
Thank you.
Oh, did you hear something?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. But Sophia, we thought it was her Spotify. She has crazy playlists. I thought it was disclosure, but apparently, I don't know.
It's no, okay. Everything's unplugged in my house. Everything.
Let's have an underwear party. Did you hear that?
Becca, we are not just going to just get naked again.
The boys are all having fun in the woods tonight. Let's make tonight special. I'm getting in my underwear.
Yes, but it's not special because we always get in our underwear every Thursday.
Yeah, but this is going to be like, we're going to really get.
Wait, guys, do you hear that?
I hear something.
It's like a location.
Go, I'm hearing like the first half of it and then like it.
Go.
Oh, look at the mirror. There's steam and somebody's writing.
Oh my God.
Go.
Break the mirror. Break the mirror. Oh my God. Did you see that mirror with fucking writing? Oh, fuck. I cut my hand. Oh, fuck. I cut my bride hand.
Oh my God.
Quick, get in your underwear.
We took off our underwear. We're naked right now.
Okay.
What the hell? Explain now.
I gotta put my hand in the nachos.
No, I made that 7. Keep your hand out of the nachos.
Go. What?
Wait, okay.
I heard that clearly.
I heard that super clearly. And it was repeated, so it's pretty clear. Maybe we should
okay,
go,
wow,
go,
so this
go.
This is the judgment on me and me not being able to hear it. I'm bleeding.
This is your night. Nachos. I'm sorry. This is your night. I mean, this is your bachelorette party, pretty much.
I just want to say, man, neither Tony nor I thought you'd ever find someone, but you did, you know, and that's surprising.
It's cheers, super surprising, man.
Cheers. This, by the way, this beaver is so good, Tony.
Right? Yeah.
Tony, it's cooked to perfection. I mean, a little crispy on the edge and then really, you know, really nice rare in the middle.
It's a Bobby Flay recipe.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Consider that a warning. That's how I enter the room. That's right. This outdoor area, this is my room. This is my playhouse. Now, what are you fools doing out here eating my beaver?
Give me one second.
Show them the permit.
Are you the dancer?
What?
We hired the dancer, but it wasn't really this theme, but I mean, like it.
I know how to dance. Yeah, I know how to disco like really, really freaky well, but
I have the $400 in cash whenever you want.
I could use the money. No. Wait, my papa said he wanted beaver for dinner and y'all are eating it. It's half done and this won't do. Now you give me the rest of the dead and charred beaver or I shoot you in the face.
It's medium. Just go along with it.
Just give her the beaver, man. Just give her the beaver.
It's medium rare, miss. I hope that's not a problem.
I hope it's not a problem for my pappy either. And if it is, I know exactly who to come see.
Did you hear that?
Yes, of course.
I'm looking you right in the eye, son.
I feel it. I'd be happy to throw a fresh one on if that's what Pappy would like.
You know what? Pappy would like that. He would love a fresh one.
You know what I would like? I would like the dancer. Sorry to spoil the surprise, dude, but we have a dancer coming out for you to fucking get your little fucking dicky hard. You know what I mean?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
You brought someone come on, guys. I can't.
I want your dicky to get hard.
Come on, man. I every time we hang out, it's all about my dick and hands.
All right, everybody, be careful. I'm sure that she'll let you live if you just follow what she's demanded.
A fresh beaver on the Barbie. No hard dicks.
Fresh beaver on the Barbie.
If I see any hard dicks, I'm a shooting straight off.
Oh, shit.
What?
I like them soft. I like them soft and warm.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree.
Any hard dick and I shoot it off.
All right.
Any raw beaver and I shoot it.
That's going to be scene one. And a new heading. Any hard dick and I shoot it. Scene number two comes from Patreon VIP Philip, who wrote, "Hey, Kevin and the gang, I'm back with a fresh scene suggestion inspired by a real life story from my home country. A patient wakes up after surgery realizing the tubes are coming out of the other healthy knee." Yep, that happened. Much love, Philip. Whoa. All right, so gather around here. All of you med students should be able to fit into this patient's room. Just let everybody. The patient's coming around. Let's just.
Could you move over, Tim? Just a little bit. Move over.
I'm moved.
Jason.
Oh, could you guys back up a little bit? I'm just. It's a lot of people. I'm a little claustrophobic right now.
Well, good morning, sunshine. Let's take a look at your chart here.
I can read it.
Yep. Lenny, we're going to have one of my students read it, if you don't mind.
Yes. Okay. I don't know what this is all about.
It's a teaching. It's a teaching hospital, sir. It will just be a couple minutes. We won't disturb anything. And also, don't get up. That's one of my bedside jokes. Yeah. If you want to check the chart?
You're giving me I'll do it.
Ow,
it's
my head.
Damn it.
Ow.
Okay. It's just donating blood.
Okay, it says
did it
I can't pronounce this. Laugh.
Did I already donate the blood? Did I pass out because I donated blood?
I see kidney removal.
Kidney. Huh? Oh, that's what it is. Kidney removal.
That's what's on your chart, sir.
My chart?
These are some very strong drugs you're on, also, I can see.
I came in to donate blood.
I'm sure that's what you were dreaming before we disturbed you, and I apologize for that.
Another great one, doctor.
please don't straighten up, sir. Lenny, just stand up straight.
My kid's
straight.
In the waiting room.
No.
All right, everyone, restrain the patient. Carefully restrain the patient.
Don't melt me down.
Be sure not to... All right, students, if you want to wait for me in the hall, I'm just going to have a couple of questions for the patient.
Okay.
All right. Sir, seriously.
What is going on here?
Do you, in fact, believe you were here to just donate blood?
Yeah, I was here to donate blood. I donate blood once every 3 months.
Okay.
And what's the last thing? The odds.
What's the last thing you remember before you woke up?
My wife and my kid, I kissed them both and said, "Don't worry, this always goes fine." Uh-huh. And then I went to the donation room. What did you do?
Well, I didn't do anything. I'm just
these arms.
My daddy's supposed to give blood and he's going to come right out. He said he's going to be just a little bit, but it's been a little longer than I thought. But I trust my dad. My dad takes me to baseball games. He's taking me to submarine shows. One time we were
hanging out. Get this kid out of surgery. Get him out of here.
Okay.
Come here, little guy. Here, let's take you to the vending machine. Do you have a favorite candy?
Uh-huh.
What is it?
It's crystals.
Uh-huh. Let's see if we got, I don't see any crystals. Okay. What's your second favorite?
Scrubbles.
Kid, I'm going to get some milk duds and you're going to eat them. Just stay the fuck out of surgery.
All right. I have two fresh kidneys.
Sweet.
Just as you ordered.
How old was the donor?
30-ish?
If you had to guess, you'd say 30.
30-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be nice if you would have actually checked and had an exact
Well, you have to understand, this guy thought he was donating blood. I think I did a hell of a job, all things
considered.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's a serious step.
Now, listen, I'm not here for conversation. I'm here for the money you promised me.
Nespa. All right.
What do we agree on?
$42,000. Can I Venmo you?
Jeez, it feels like that's kind of trackable.
Yeah. Yep, it would be. My bad.
Where are my kidneys? Where are my kidneys? I need them.
I put
these kidneys into animals and then they can speak.
Just stand on me. Bye.
Here you are, doctor. The two
How
kidneys.
Old are these kidneys?
31.
31, I said exact numbers. I need to know exactly.
Yeah, no, that's exact. That's why I said 31. Good. I didn't say 30-ish. I said 31.
Good. And what was the deal on this? How much was it?
$84,000.
$84,000? Are you serious?
Yep.
For a 31-year-old kidney?
Two 31-year-old kidneys.
So what is that, 42 each?
42 each. Very good, sir. Yes.
So I can survive with just the one kidney that's left, right?
Funny story.
Scoot over.
I'm trying, man.
He is the funniest doctor in this hospital.
Stop saying that. That's
I'm reading your chart, sir. It seems as though you, had them both removed. I assume this meant you were looking to have a kidney transplant.
What?
It sounds like you're saying they were both, you were healthy. These were healthy kidneys?
I'm so healthy that they asked me to come in and donate blood every 3 months.
All right.
They're like, your blood's great. It's saving lives.
Take it easy. All right. Let's not get cocky with the incredibly healthy kidneys. You know what? Let me get.
Well, look who it is back from their rounds at the hospital because they're medical students.
It is called rounds.
Listen. Both of you rent rooms in my house. So I own a house. Yeah, I don't have a degree, but I own a house. So don't come in here acting like you're better than me.
I was just making macaroni and cheese. I wasn't trying to act like I was better than you.
Okay. And what's the medical term for that? You failed. Your patient just died. Your patient just died. Okay, listen.
You know what? I'm not just a house. I really don't need this right now.
But you do. Sandy, look at me. I rent house to all of the up-and-coming medical students, okay? I know how to read a chart. I know names for things.
And you see failure in me? I see failure in the mirror. Do you know how many people I've died already in my first year? I've died them.
Shink. You see this knife? I'm about to plunge it into my chest. You know what to do.
I mean, maybe. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck.
Go. You have 2 minutes till I bleed out. 2 minutes. Go.
Wait, I don't have a scrub nurse.
All right, now, if we're just looking at this body here, you'll notice that what was a saber wound to the chest was filled with macaroni. Now, it's common to use cheese pasta as a way to cauterize wounds.
Right.
For instance, any cut on the hand, nachos, let's say. Or
does it have to be cheese pasta, or could it be like a mayo-based pasta salad?
Great question. It has to be cheese pasta, although any kind of poultry will do.
Now, can it be a couple of milks, or is it just one milk, like one milk of a cheese? Can it be multiple milks?
Great question. Any milk.
Okay.
Any milk will do, as long as it's cooked down into its liquid form the noodle.
Does it have to be a pasta? Could it be like a risotto, like a creamy risotto, cheesy risotto?
Yeah, that could work.
Can I go now? I have to go back to the house.
Hold on, sir. Okay, we're just going to do a couple more tests for you, okay?
Look, she's a great doctor. I knew it. I knew she had it in her. Dr. Sandy's the best, okay? The macaroni's attaching to my skin.
Well, graphing on. Yep.
We just need you to be patient, sir. Okay, just be patient. Okay,
that's funny.
It's kind of ruining my medical experience. I'm trying to learn here, and the body keeps talking.
Yeah, well, I don't understand. Body. Hey, body. We haven't even seen its penis yet.
Did you just lightly, lightly punching me in the nose?
Yep. Okay. Now hard.
So, okay.
Don't talk back, okay. Buddy.
Let's take a look at the penis really quick.
Let's look at the penis.
It's kind of bent.
It's soft and warm.
Very. Looks like
soft
a.
And warm.
I don't know if you're a golfer, doctor, but it's like a dog leg left.
Okay. I guess we'll put you to some outpatient procedures. And...
Wait, my nose is bleeding. I think he fractured my nose.
Oh, let's get some cheese in there.
Can we try?
Nay!
Yes. Yes, the kidney. Let's see if it takes.
Nay!
It's not taking. The kidney isn't taking.
Yes, it's me.
There it is. The
kidney. I'm alive, but I've always been.
You've always been alive. Now you can talk.
But now I'm alive in a new, fresh way.
I understand. No. Very good. Very good. Now listen to me. Listen to me. You have to go to the woods, have sex with another animal,
what?
Give birth to that other animal. You'll be the parent of said animal. Do you understand?
But why?
That's your purpose. That's your purpose.
I learned to talk so that I could still fuck animals?
Well, a different animal. Another species of animal. My name is Dr. Moreau. Do you know who I am?
Yes, you've been my keeper for 6 years.
Good, good, good. Now go out there. And find another animal, not a horse. Not a horse. All right?
All right, not a horse.
Get pregnant, or you get pregnant. I don't know how that works. And then that baby is born.
Breeze! Put your hands up, Dr. Moreau. Put your hands up. What the fuck is this?
I can actually tell you.
Oh, God. What's going on here, you sick fuck? Are you okay, thing?
Me?
I'm clearly a horse. Hooves up.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Dr. Moreau, get on your knees.
Hey, horsey. Good looking. You want to dance?
Yeah. I'd love to shake it down, break it down, and cut a rug.
Sense that. What are you drinking? Let's get you a libation first.
Milk.
Milk
whole
it is.
Milk.
All whole right, milk. The next song is only for birds. All right, let's go.
All right. So, are you one of those tortoises that just looks really old, or are you over 100?
I'm 72, baby.
A young buck!
Indeedy. I'll just head on over to the bar and see you in a second.
See you then. God, it's gonna take forever.
Look, I don't know. The doctor's saying, he's saying these weird things. I don't understand what he's saying. He's saying that there's a place in the woods where the animals party. Oh, look, we're not getting anything from this sicko. I'm done playing good cop. If you want to tag in and get some answers,
go ahead. Try playing.
My dad is supposed to come pick me up.
Get the fuck out of here. Who let this kid in here?
No, we got to keep the kid. We're technically his legal guardian now.
All right, well, you go in there.
What?
You go talk to that Dr. Moreau.
I don't want to talk to him. He creeps me out. He's like Dr. Frankenstein. I'll watch the kid. The kid doesn't freak me out.
Okay.
Just go in there.
I'm in. All right, pal. Doctor.
I am a doctor.
Are you going to be straight with me this time?
Have I lied to you before?
It feels like it. It feels like it. Here's what I don't understand. Why? Oh. Why?
Jeez.
Why are you doing this?
Colonel, if I told you all the reasons I was doing this, I might have to take your kidney and put it inside a pigeon.
I'm not a colonel. What was that?
Did you fart? What was that?
You say fart?
Yes, did you?
No, I heard something. Okay. Now you're farting on command. You're farting.
Did you do that?
No. Okay. Fuck, I hate my job. I hate my job. And I hate you.
Talk to me about it.
Take, take, what? Take, take. Him, two, two, two. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Do you, are you hearing that?
You farting?
Dr. Moreau, I don't know if you've heard of me. I'm a first-year resident, and I've come up with some pretty freaky shit. Yes, it's me. It's Sandy. I didn't believe in myself. Now I'm, like, super confident. I'm looking to ditch that hospital and kind of come work with you. I feel like we're a match made in heaven.
Sure, yeah. Let me get the turkey sub. No mayonnaise. Extra pickles.
Okay.
Go on. You were
saying? Did you want a 6 foot or a 12 foot sandwich?
I'll do 2 6-inches.
Oh, just 1 foot. Okay, no problem. Wheat or honey oat?
Huh?
Wheat or honey oat bread?
Bottom half honey, top wheat.
Honestly, anything for you. Anything for you. And that's the kind of dedication that I would bring to your medical practice.
Uh-huh.
As someone who takes, you know, that job.
Sandy, look.
Yeah.
We hired you here at Subway because you're cute. Okay?
I thought it was because I was smart and qualified.
No. No. Listen, we know your history. We know your license has been revoked. We know
Well, technically, it's actually not revoked since I never technically passed the boards. I never got my license.
Gotcha.
But I'm still technically like a first-year resident.
Look, we heard the conversation you had with that weird guy.
You mean that visionary? That's Dr. Moreau. Are you fucked in the head?
Well, okay. Whoa.
Sorry.
Whoa.
I'm really sorry. Oh, my God.
And it's not just that conversation. It's what you're doing with the sandwiches. You're putting weird pieces of bread with other pieces of bread. You're sewing the ham and the turkey together with actual
The customer's always right. Derek,
no one's asking for that, Sandy.
Well, if I need to go the extra mile to make them happy, then yeah, I'm gonna sew a few deli meats together. Capicola.
Sandy, are you a doctor? In your heart, are you a doctor?
Of course I am.
Okay, then shink. I'm gonna use this dull avocado knife that we use for our genetically modified avocados, and I'm gonna start hacking at my throat.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Wait, fuck, what is this? Vegan ranch? What the fuck? Where's it? Cheese substitute? What kind of fucking Subway is this? I need some dairy. I need some dairy quick.
Hey, look, guys. All right. There's been too many kidneys coming into our bar lately. Okay. And we can't afford them. All right. They're coming in with their diseases. They're all spotted up and it's scaring away the customers. Now, Benny, you're supposed to be the bouncer, right?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, why didn't you just bounce that single kidney out of here?
Well, I don't know.
This is what I get for hiring two Bennies. Damn it.
I mean, Benny K.
Not Benny P. Benny K. Benny P. You're the DJ, all right? You know better. And you need to play some better music. No more. No more Celine Dion. All right, you play some good.
But she's really talented.
You know what? Benny K, can you bounce Benny P up out of here?
No.
Damn, no, don't do it.
Benny, we're both friends. Don't do it, Benny.
Sorry. We need this bar up and running. We're the only bar that's been around for 50 years, all right? It's wicked awesome, so we need to keep this shit going. Now, are you down, Benny O? Are you down, Benny O?
There's two Benny O's.
Which one?
No, I said Benny. There was Benny K, but he was bounced out by Benny P. Now you're Benny O.
We're both Benny O.
He and I are. We know K and P, yeah.
Oh, damn it. When you applied for this job, did you literally put your last name as O and O, or did you just say, I'm Benny?
I probably said just Benny, if I'm being honest.
You son of a bitch. Hold on.
I didn't mean... Ow! That's like a light. Ah, okay.
My nose is broken.
I wish you would have like hit me harder for some reason. Is
that weird? Very gingerly. No.
I got the most of it. My nose is fucking broken.
Oh, you're welcome, Benny O's. Now,
my nose bone's broken out of my skin.
Look, what's your problem with kidneys anyway?
Kidneys broke into my house and took me and made me their love child. I've never trusted kidney since after I escaped the compound.
Holy
Him and Dr.
Shit.
Moreau. Yeah, man. It was fucking crazy. It was like a sex cult. It's crazy.
What the fuck? Wait, they broke into your house and then you were in a compound?
Yeah, man. This story was wild.
What the hell's
Benny?
What the
Benny? Oh, Benny! Oh, come here for 1 second.
Oh God!
Dude, I think he has a. I think he has a tail.
What?
I think he has a tail.
Oh, dude, no. I don't know why I got hit. I do marketing.
I forgot to wear jeans.
I do marketing for the bar. I don't know.
Look,
why
boss, this is feeling very weird. Okay, you look, you're just looking different, and look,
I'm not the one here on trial. Okay, you don't have to put me on trial. Yes, I have a tail, and yes. I have really deep kidney issues, and I don't want to see any more come in here. All right? No more. And if one more does, it's your hide.
No more. Okay. As long as there's no more, like, soft punches to the noses. Those are surprisingly, those hurt. Like, those hurt really weird.
Yeah, so I just want to get these posters printed up.
How many posters you want?
I need a couple thousand. I got to put these all over town.
Okay.
You know.
So, like, 2,600? You know,
26 would be great. Yeah, I
okay.
Can't have any more kidneys come into the bar. So anyone with a kidney is not allowed at Diamonds. So,
hey, it's kind of none of my business. I'm just going to print up the posters.
Yeah. My boss hit me in the face and it broke my nose. And then, you know, I'm fine.
You're still working for this animal?
Huh?
You still working for this animal that's punching your face?
It's fine. Can I have a gold border around the poster?
Oh, yeah. You know, that'll look nice.
Somebody catch the eye.
2,600 gold borders. Got it.
I need to make some posters up. It's a wolf wanted. If anybody's seen a full-grown, upright, standing, tail wagging wolf that looks like... can you just photocopy this? Looks like this.
Oh, that's my boss.
What? It's a wolf. How can a wolf be a boss?
I don't know.
I think he's saying that was his boss, and he was turned into a wolf. Do I have this right?
Put this on the official city.
How many posters?
I don't have
you
my
want?
Card with me. I need 1,000.
That is scene two. Everybody, scene two. Let's not. Scene 3 comes to us from Tim, who wrote, "Hello, during the months of March and April, I was stuck in Peru as they closed the country to all travel 2 days after I arrived for what I thought would be a fun vacation. I was stuck in a room for nearly 2 months, quarantined till I could fly out on a chartered flight by the U.S. Embassy." Does sound familiar to anyone?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, classic American story.
"The only thing that kept me sane during the long quarantine time was the insanity of Alchemy This. I listened to episode after episode, and the laughs helped pass the long wait to get back home. So thanks for that. What about this idea? Tourists in Peru are in the hands of a tour guide who knows nothing about Peru. Thanks, Tim in Lake Forest, California."
And then I'd like you guys to just peruse over here to this bookstore, and I'm going to let you guys go into the bookstore by yourself for this step, and I'll be out here.
Oh, okay. So,
I'm sorry. Can I? Oh, you want to have a? You go.
No, go ahead. You go ahead. I was just going to ask. I mean,
I'm going to take my break right now, so you guys can continue the tour in the bookstore that I've brought you to. It's a famous Peruan bookstore.
Are you sure? It just says Barnes and Nobles.
Yeah, that's the little known fact that Barnes Noble was originated here in Peru. Hmm. Okay, I'm going to take my break if you guys wouldn't mind. Yeah. I like to have my personal time during certain breaks, so just leave me for at least 15 minutes.
Yeah, I wanted to buy you lunch. Did you want to come with? I mean, happy to come, like, if you had a question you wanted to ask him, you know?
Well, yeah.
Wait a second, are you offering to give help to one of the people I'm touring around?
Well, I mean, I'm also part of the tour. I just...
Yeah, you can't just sidestep into my role just because I'm taking a break for 15 minutes.
Well,
it's California state law. I get a break.
But we're not in California. We're in Peru.
We're in Peru.
Yeah. Oh, of course. That's what I was going to say. And one thing that a lot of people don't know is a lot of the Peruvian laws are brought in from California, which, that's why. Okay.
I've been loving this tour,
and Hank, I just wanted to just like pick your brain a little more while, you know, over lunch. I'd love to buy lunch, and think, Zach, if you want to come with, that's totally cool.
Yeah, totally. Thanks, Dan.
Well, we already have. We're stopping by one of the most famous burger shops in Peru. It's kind of scheduled in the day. I'd hate you guys to lose your appetite on this curated tour.
No. I mean, I honestly, I'm just an opportunity to break bread with you. I mean, just some to keep me going until the burgers. But I am excited for the burgers.
Yeah,
McDonald's, is that where we're going? You said we're going to McDonald's?
Oh,
that was yesterday. That was yesterday, and it's one of the most famous here in Peru. But this one is started. This was inspired by a little girl with ponytails and red hair.
Pippi Longstocking.
I don't give a shit, okay? Look, I don't want to go on another fucking tour, okay? I want to sit in the hotel, and I want to be luxurious for the rest of the fucking week.
Lisa, do you know how much work I had to do to take these days off? To give this to you and provide?
Oh, how many days did I have to take off? How hard was it to take a work off? It's not hard at all,
it's about
Mom.
The work done before you take it off in order to accrue the days off.
You just go to work and then you're like, oh, I have a sick day. It's stupid. I can't believe you're part of a capitalist fucking shithole.
Okay, Lisa. Well, let's see what happens to you when you finally graduate college. What are you on, year 6 now?
Congratulations, I'm trying to be a doctor. Lisa. It's medical school, okay? It's longer than college.
Whatever. You just don't understand. And all I'm asking you as your mother who birthed you out of my vagina, whose taint ripped from vaghole to asshole, completely desecrated.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you just had a long taint, okay? That would know that was traumatic for you.
All right.
Can you imagine, as long as it already is for it to completely
come
rip?
Come in.
Come in. Sorry.
Come in and sit down.
No, thank you.
Please sit.
Come
please
in and sit down.
Here's your ceviche.
Just eat it.
Thank you.
I'm sorry that happened, Mom. Inca I'm sorry. Colas. Eat my ceviche, sir.
I don't want it.
Lisa, you asked for ceviche. You're going to eat your goddamn ceviche.
Well, right now I'm having a conversation. I'm not going to talk with food in my mouth, Mom.
You're right. That's
I'm
completely
sorry.
Rude.
Stay
You're
in
right.
the room.
That's sir,
stay in the
please
room.
Take a seat. Sir, please take a seat. It's just our family custom. We love to just eat with the peeps. Eat with the peeps.
Stop, Mom. Stop trying to connect like that. Oh, my God. It's so fucking embarrassing.
Everything that
I'm
I do
to replace
is wrong
the mini bar.
And all I'm
and I just
asking
get in and
you
replace
to do
the mini bar.
Come on in. Actually, sir, can you run a bath
replace
yourself
the mini
and jump
bar?
In?
Yeah.
Yep.
Come on, replace the mini bar. Jump in the bath. Lisa, all I want to do is go on a tour with you. Go on a tour with my daughter and have her not complain about me being awful when I worked so hard.
If you're looking for a tour, I could recommend a great tour guide.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. Just sit right there. When I spent so much hard time.
It's always about you. It's always about you. We're finally here. I finally said fine. Yeah, let's do it. I took time off school, Mom.
Oh, okay. Like, that's hard. You just call in sick say, I have diarrhea, and no one's going to ask you anything. It's
you know,
too
you're
gross
the vice
to question.
President of Pep Boys. Like, that's fucking hard to get, all right?
Oh, excuse
it's
me.
It's very
I'm
hard
so
to get as a woman.
I'm so sorry, I guess. I'm so sorry.
Sorry?
I've been looking for my crew, my mini bar guy, and my...
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Please come in, actually. We have a beautiful, table on the veranda. You can come and take a seat. Thank you so much.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's very hard to become the vice president
in,
of Pep Boys.
Do you have any bubbly stuff or some salts I can put in the bath?
I can find some. Why not?
Great. Let's find some.
Let me get that for you.
I'll find some.
Please.
They're
holding us hostage.
I see that. Maybe if one of us takes the bullet, the other two can survive.
911. Just call 911, please.
Well, I don't think 911 works here in Peru.
Really? Is it 211?
And is it too much to ask, Lisa? Maybe. To just go
yes,
goddamn tour with my daughter.
Actually,
then why are you here? If you don't want to go on the tours, then why are you here? If you don't want
to
eat ceviche with our good friend. What's your name, sir? What's your name,
Carl.
Sir, on the bed? Carl. With our good friend, Carl. If you don't want to enjoy a beautiful conversation with our good friend in the bathtub, sir.
What's your name?
Ducky.
Ducky. Our gorgeous friend, Ducky.
Perfect.
If
That's
you don't want to enjoy
the
water. Day. It is perfect. I mean, the sky is perfect.
That's actually perfect.
Peru is perfect, and you are ruining it. Sir, in the balcony.
Oh, I'm ruining it. Not capitalism.
Yeah. Your name,
not
sir?
Not the industrial militarized complex. That's not what's ruining Peru or hasn't.
Well, let's
ravaged
ask our
South
good
America.
Friend on the balcony, and I'm pretty sure he's going to say no, absolutely not. What's ruined Peru? Our
it's
little
Pep
brats
Boys.
Like you.
It's Pepwoods. It's a goddamn oil industry. It's the fucking cars. It's the waste.
It is customary in Peru that we do not get involved in domesticated disputes.
Okay, sir, you can leave.
Disputes.
Okay, actually, get out of here. Sir, oh, I figured leave. It out.
No, the other two stay. Okay. The other
can
two,
I leave?
You're, no, absolutely
you have to
not.
Stay.
You're here.
You have to stay.
You're here to stay. Absolutely here to stay.
Tour guide. So
yeah,
where can we get these coca leaves I've been hearing about?
Oh, it's usually in cocoa powder, and you can get it at the coffee bean and tea leaf. Yeah, actually, that was going to be tomorrow, but if you guys are all excited to have a mocha latte, it's real cocoa powder.
No, no, not
cocoa. You could get vanilla.
Not
fucking cocaine.
Okay, all right, relax. This is my
oh my god,
dad.
What did you say?
I want some fucking coke, man.
Okay, shush. Look, we've been very polite on your tour. We've been listening, going to all your stupid ass stops. We're looking for coca.
What?
Come on, dude. We want cocaine.
I got no more fucking teeth, man. I've been grinding this whole fucking time.
Listen, that's not what Peru is known for. We're known for our Wendy's. We're known for our books, and we're known for our coffees and our.
We don't give a shit about the history of this fucking.
Hey,
place, okay?
Like, oh, my shirt, sir. I'm a tour guide.
Put him down.
Just where the fuck are those leaves? Are these the leaves here?
No, you're just eating.
Those are just.
Are these leaves?
It's an ivy. I don't even know what kind of ivy, but I would worry if it's poison ivy. I mean, as a tour guide, I would check the other side of it. Okay, you're safe.
It's poison
this time.
Ivy. Oh, call 911.
Whoops, I was wrong about that. Call 911. Yeah, but I wouldn't just eat this. Call 911. That doesn't work here in Peru.
Welcome, everybody, to the Order of Peruvian Tour Guides.
Oh, yes.
Now, as you know, somebody has been infiltrating. Is that the right word?
I think so, boss.
Okay.
Yes. That is he?
It is okay. It. Yes.
He's anything an outsider? You say is right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, you're leading it, so, you know.
But I still have room for improvement. I want to learn.
No.
Hey, we all
no
do.
Improvement. No improvement.
We all do,
no
you know, but
okay.
You're killing
home
them. Okay.
Home improvement.
Tim
Allen, huh?
Speaking of Tim
Allen,
this new tour guide is...
Coked
he was Buzz Lightyear.
American.
Oh.
Tim Allen.
Yeah.
Well, Tim Allen is an American.
How did an American... sneak over the fence and into our tour guide, American.
That's what I want to know.
God, my nose.
He hit you and me very gingerly.
Oh, my nose is broken. Fuck.
Now you fix this. You fix this.
Fix the nose or fix the situation?
No, both. Yes. Okay. Clean yourselves up.
And it's still not a problem that I'm Swedish. That's still okay.
I like that.
Okay, great.
Frankly,
just wanted to make sure.
Okay. These are our streets, boys. Go get him.
Find Tim Allen and kill him.
He's the American. Hey, American tour guide. Come over.
Oh, hey, guys. Hey. I was just showing some. I was just showing. We were about to go over to the coffee bean. I just can't remember exactly where that is.
Oh, you can't, huh? Are you by yourself? Yeah.
Well, no. They went inside. They wanted. I get a break every 14. Hours. I take a 15-minute break in the middle of it, and every 8 hours, I take a 30-minute break after 6.
That sounds like an American custom over there in Peru. Yeah,
no.
We don't take breaks. We don't take breaks. The only time we take a break is if we sleep, and we don't sleep.
Oh.
Yes. You're gonna have a lot to learn.
This is gonna be awkward. Let me just give you a secret. Can you keep secrets?
I will. Yes.
I threw caution to the wind, and I bought a one-way ticket here, and I have been doing tours and making a killing. I'm really good at it. If you'd like to go on a tour, I've kind of found my way around pretty well. I'll show you the place.
You know what? I would like to go on. I would like for you to take me on a tour.
Oh, this is great. I can't wait to introduce you to the other two guys on the tour.
Hey, I got some coke with me, too. Some cocaine. Yeah.
What?
I have that.
Okay, right this way, Mr. Allen, or can I call you Tim? That'd be great. Listen, we're going to meet up at the only Starbucks here in Peru with a lot of the PR company. And oh, Mr. Allen, you kill me. So if you would just tell me an order in advance I can put in for you if you have a favorite drink at Starbucks.
Richard, come here for a second.
Just a second, Mr. Allen. You work on that, and I'll be right back with you.
Yeah,
what Richard, I think Tim Allen might be a dog.
What are you talking about?
He hasn't said a single word, and he keeps talking Philip, what I consider Philip, very similar.
Philip,
what, Richard? You,
okay, he was on TV for 1,100 years.
I know, he looks
And this
familiar.
Was part of his act, that he does this thing. Okay.
Yeah, but maybe he just tricked everybody.
Yeah,
gentlemen,
no,
gentlemen. Listen, we have that Disney Amazon Prime premiere, and I need Alan on the red carpet now, okay?
Yes, of course, sir. Of course, sir. Yes.
Get it done.
All right. Okay.
I'm telling you, there's something weird. I didn't realize it because I've only seen him on TV, but I'm pretty sure Tim Allen is a canine.
Okay, let's go with the premise that he's a dog. Now what? Now what?
Well,
we got to get him to the premiere.
Oh, I see
what
you're saying.
Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Is this your dog? Is this your pet? Oh, my God. He's so precious. Oh, you could go away.
That's Tim Allen, and we're his security detail. Step away from Tim Allen.
Oh, I didn't know. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You're a
Richard,
legend.
Richard, I need your help here.
Yeah. Jeez. I'm on it. Mr. Allen, we need to get you to the premiere. Carl and I are going to, if you could just follow us to the limo. Oh. Yep, just right this way. And, what is that, a biscuit? Oh, there's a biscuit there. It's got your name on it. How's that guy by? Yeah. That's it. Can you get it out of my hand?
If you look to the right, you can see the movie premiere of Big American Star, Tim Allen. Good job, Tim Allen. But don't clap, don't clap. He might come to you. Don't clap.
here he comes. Here he comes.
Whistle.
Okay.
Ooh. No, don't
Oh, he's doing it.
Very good. It's all things that you can see here in Peru. To your left, you can see Machu Picchu that was erected by the aliens.
Oh, my God. The tour bus just ran over Tim Allen. Oh, my fucking God. Oh, my fucking God.
Everybody stay calm.
Oh,
I'm actually have been trained as a doctor for just 2 years, and I think I know exactly what to do. If everybody can just hold his body together,
okay.
Smoosh it all together, try to get it as in it to one piece as you can, and then I will throw some. Oh, great.
Help
that's
us.
A
what
Starbucks. I'll be right back. I'm just going to... I have to grab some heavy cream, something like that, to cauterize the wound. It's a...
And, you know, and it was just like, they come into here and they're asking, can I get two ventis? I'm like, yeah, of course you can get two ventis. You know? Why don't you, instead of two ventis, why don't you get...
I need heavy cream. Do you have heavy cream?
Yes, we have heavy cream.
Heavy cream for Unga. I need it stat. Stat.
Okay, well, there's a line. So why don't you just wait in the line?
Oh, God, it's 17 we'll people's start. Deep. Do you all people's mind if I just cut the line?
Yeah,
we're on a tour, so you can't cut in front of the... Guys, this is a thing that you got to do in Peru. You got to stand your ground, and you got to keep your place in line. We're not letting somebody cut in front of us.
It's not just somebody. It's somebody trying to save the life of American classic diamond.
Definitely have to wait. No, you definitely have to wait now. No. Yeah. I've been here for an hour waiting for my venti.
Do you know what kind of treasure we're going to lose if we lose Tim Allen?
One less Michigander? I don't know what you want from me.
That is our show today. Oh, just shy of a lawsuit. We're going to wrap up today's show. Oh, man. I want to thank all the alchemists. Jackie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, guys. I had a blast once more. Thanks again for having me.
Yeah, and the closet looks great. So thank you. For sorting it for us for the show. We'll have to get a screen grab maybe to share with the fans.
My closet. Everything here brings me joy, so I'm in a happy place.
Chris Alvarado, thank you so very much, man.
Thank you so much for having me.
Is there any of Jackie's work you'd like to point people towards?
Yeah, she did two
Since
videos
that's
a
tradition.
I like recently. They did a mask video with a twist ending, which
all right.
It's very funny. And then she just did a series of dancing characters.
Look out.
And I'm gonna, But one person and a series of dancing characters, if that doesn't grab you by the fucking nuts to go check out her Instagram page, I don't know what
Thank
will.
You, Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where do folks just get to your Instagram is your name?
That's Jackie. At Jackie DeRuthy, DeRuthy.
That's it. It's that simple. Sean, Will, what do you got? And thank you so much for being here.
Oh, man. Thank you again for having me. This was great. Yeah. Besides the Instagram, at I am Sean Will, you can also, I just joined TikTok. So that's
yeah, cool. You did,
baby.
TikTok. Yeah. TikTok. Yeah. So now I'm going to be on there twerking and stuff. So yeah, you can catch me there at IamSeanWill.com and I'll be doing the hustle.
Yes. Genius. For those of you just listening, he held up the damn album, I think.
Yes, I did. So good for audio podcast.
I mean, it
yes.
could have been a mini poster. Dr. James Heaney, thank you so very much as always.
Thank you for thanking me. Just go head over to therealjamesheaney.com and I'm sure you can figure out how to follow me in all different sources.
Spectacular.
If you like.
Joey Greer.
You know, the thing,
right?
If we can
share
what I want to say, you know,
your eye exam.
Exactly.
Thank you. Let's thank our producer and engineer of the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia. I am your host, Kevin Pollak. You can find me all over the socials. And hey, let's remember to look after each other and please wear a mask when you go outside. Yeah, until next time.
Have a good
Whoop, whoop.